Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
A 12-year-old girl who is being forced to have an abortion chooses life, and that life is beautiful. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Jill Lowe, who's legal assistant for Liberty Counsel. Jill, this is a case that we actually cannot give a lot of details about because of the confidentiality we want to have with regards to this 12-year-old girl. But it's a case that actually came to our attention at the request of some foster parents who had this 12-year-old girl in their home as foster parents, where this 12-year-old girl was being pressured by her parents, including her stepfather, to have an abortion. And then the Department of the Children's Family Services was going to come to the foster parents' home to take her to have an abortion. And that's when the foster parents contacted Liberty Counsel. But instead of the abortion, some good news actually ensued. Give us a little bit of background about the situation.
Yeah, Matt, that's right. This was a 12-year-old child who was pregnant, and nobody wanted to address the issue as to why she was pregnant. How was she pregnant at 12 years old? She is still a child. She did not want to have an abortion. She was in a very healthy, wonderful foster home that wanted to support that decision to carry this child. And the DCF did not want that decision to take place. They wanted this child to abort this baby. And what a strong young lady this is, and a beautiful foster family that came alongside this young lady and brought this baby full term to life against the stepfather and the mom's wishes and against DCF wishes.
Well, in this this foster parents that we know that contacted us, we've known them for a long time.
Yes.
They are a very strong Christian family. They have been involved in foster parenting for many years. They actually have adopted children that they have been foster parents of, and those children have been in a wonderful environment. So the worst nightmare for this Christian pro-life family who loves children, who've been in the foster care system for many years, who've actually adopted children from foster care, now they get a call from the State Department of Children and Families. They're going to take that child who's now living in their home and take her to an abortion clinic to have an abortion. And so they're horrified and wanting to know what they can do, so they contacted Liberty Counsel. And you, I know, spent a lot of time with them. Attorney Richard Mast at Liberty Counsel spent a lot of time with them as they were walked through this entire process. The good news is that they contacted us, and they were able to get information and actually talk to the girl, and then later also talk to the Department of Children and Families.
That's right, Matt. And talking to this 12-year-old, again, very difficult situation for everybody involved, for the foster family who is very pro-life, who loves the Lord, and who believes in bringing this baby to full term, and to be fighting against a system that wanted to ultimately kill this unborn child. It was just mind-boggling. And to walk through this with them, obviously an incredible honor and a privilege, but yet just very, confusing to think that we even had to go down this road. And the hardship of this, too, for this young girl, even understanding what was happening in her body, what was going on, explaining that, but then having her be so adamant and so passionate that, yes, I do want this child, and she is yet a child herself, and having that decision not be respected by anybody involved other than her foster family, not the abortion clinics, that would have been an easy thing.
Yeah, the abortion clinic, they do these abortions on minors like this, and the question that they should be asking is, how were you impregnated? Was it by an adult? If it was by an adult, then that's a crime in
right.
all the states. And consequently, that needs to be reported. But, you know, these abortion clinics, they just look the other way. They ignore the fact that this person has been violated. It could have been by someone in the home. It could have been by someone outside of the home. But they were violated, and they just look the other way. So this abortion clinic would have just done what it always does and kill a child without looking for the well-being of this particular young girl. And DCF, or the Department of Children and Families in that state, was going to just simply push this on her. Now, the consequences of which, if that had gone that way, is number one, the child would be dead today. Mm-hmm. It is alive as we speak. It would be dead. It would not have had the life and opportunity that it now has. And two, this 12-year-old girl who was violated originally would have been violated even worse by having that pregnancy stopped, all the hormonal consequences and the health care risk that that has by increasing risk for breast cancer and other emotional and physical conditions that this girl would have. And this girl would grow up knowing that her child actually was murdered,
right,
and that she was being forced to do it. It's like a parent watching some government terrorist put a gun to your child's head and pulling the trigger. How horrible that is. That's the kind of experience that this young girl would have had. But the good news is we had the foster parents. They called us. We walked them through. And they ultimately were able to support this girl. And the girl did have her birth. I want to talk about that in a minute. But here's what I also want to say. For those of you who know of other situations like this where minors are
yes.
pregnant, and someone is trying to put pressure on them, could be the parents, could be the father, whoever it is, to take them to an abortion clinic, to have an abortion. They just need to scream bloody murder
yes.
that they do not consent. Make it very well known to those abortionists that they are doing something to violate their body and that they will be held accountable for doing that.
That's right. That's right. And that's where we come in. I've spent many hours, late night hours, on the phone with teenage girls who are in that very same situation and who are taken to abortion clinics and told, this is the thing that you should have done. You need to kill this baby. And something within them has said, no, that is not what I want to do. And they've reached out to us because they do have a voice and they do have a right to protect their body and the unborn child. And we will step in and stand in that gap for them and protect those unborn children and those young ladies.
Well, and we can write a letter to the abortionist as well to warn them that they will be facing legal repercussions
yes.
if they go against the will of that young child, that girl, that minor, who is insisting on not having an abortion. Quickly, though, we got an email, and this baby has now been born, and it's a beautiful story.
Yes, yes, it is. She gave birth to a beautiful little boy who's being in the process of being adopted right now to a wonderful family, and this young lady is doing wonderful. She's getting through this, obviously still a very emotional battle, but she's doing it, and the life was saved of this beautiful little boy that we've all seen pictures of. And now we know the end result when we have a voice and we stand in the gap for those people who don't.
And, you know, it'll be great sometime to be able to see that young boy, but the fact that a young boy is alive and well today, and ultimately a family who are looking for a child to adopt
yes.
for whatever reason, maybe they can't have children, maybe they just want to adopt, will now be able to have another precious life in their family. And so that family will be enriched. This young boy will have a life. This young girl will know that she did the right thing.
Right.
All around, choosing life is the right thing to do. Choosing abortion, choosing death, never undoes a consequence. It actually compounds the consequence. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lifeunited.org, lifeunited.org, or you can go to our main website at lc.org. Liberty Counsel's main website is lc.org. If you want to know more about this and other cases, lc.org. Now, this case is one that I think really resonates across the country because this is not an isolated situation. Minors all the time are being taken to abortion clinics because some adult male has violated them and wants to cover up the crime that he has committed for his sexual desires and abuse of this young girl. And so they will pay, they will force, they will cajole, they will persuade these young girls to go to an abortion clinic and just cover it up. Everything will be okay. Well, it's not okay to take the life of an unborn child. If you know of situations like this, contact Liberty Counsel at 800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776, and we can put you in touch with some of our staff here to work through this situation so that life ultimately is the result. For more information on how to support Liberty Counsel, visit our website, lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.